It's in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verses 16 and 17. Lest there be any fornicator. Lest there be any fornicator. That's immoral. Or profane person. That's one that has no regard for holy, clean, spiritual things of God. Who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. And you know how that afterward, when he would have received the blessing from God, he was rejected. And listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, young people. He found no place of repentance. He tried to repent. You say you repent about anything. God will forgive you for anything. No, he won't. What about if you grieve the Holy Ghost and you just go on until you blaspheme the Holy Ghost? He tells you, hey, you better not do that. He warns you. He convicts you. He tries to stop you. He reproves you. Your conscience bothers you. But you say, I'm not, I can get on one knee and get forgiveness when I come home, if I get out here and get immoral or do something stupid and wrong. No, finally, that spirit won't be there to stop you. And he won't be there when you come back seeking forgiveness. He'll be gone like he was to Esau. He could find no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. David was 18 years old when he had to leave home. He had to run because Saul was going to kill him. Samson, in Judges, the 14th chapter, the reason Samson died in a prison house, a man that the Holy Ghost had filled, a man that God anointed to be his champion of deliverance, he died in the Philistines' prison house, grinding at the mill with his eyes gouged out. And the Spirit of the Lord left him. Judges 16 and 20. What happened in the 14th chapter of Judges? Here.